I'm Dean Jackson. He's Joe Polish. And this is the I Love Marketing Podcast. Hey everybody, it's Dean Jackson
and Joe Polish, and I'm staring at somebody, which is sort of a painful experience, and it's not you, Dean, which would even be more painful. But I'm here with someone we've actually.
Last time,
go ahead.
I was just going to say the last time we were together with this person, we were all three guys in a hotel room staring at each other over one MacBook.
Yeah, well, we've at least got rid of one piece of dead weight on the physical sense, you know, which, of course, being you, but we're still joined by the hip here. Well, he's a very bright marketer, very sharp. He's invented a formula that has generated over, you know, well over $1 billion for people that have used it. Actually, I think the number is $5 billion in the way that it might even be more, but he's trying to flash signals at me with his hand. So I might as well just let him introduce himself and let the cat out of the bag. And we've interviewed this guy before, but very smart dude. So he is Mr. Who is it? Come on.
John Benson.
John Benson.
Mr. John Benson. Look at us.
With the voice. Hey, man. How's everybody doing?
So that's it. And John's always really weird about how he holds, like when I talk to him on the phone, like via cell phone, he never keeps his mouth anywhere near the headset or whatever. So he's hard to hear. And here we are recording onto a mic, but he's literally got the headset kind of under his chin. So Dean probably wouldn't even be able to hear you that way. But nonetheless,
I just think your hearing is better than Joe's hearing. That's what it is.
It really is, John. I can hear you.
Okay, well, so here's the deal. Me and John have literally spent the entire day yesterday recording videos. He's got a process called 3X Formula, but I want to give some background. He came from the health industry, and he's just a phenomenal marketer, and he's helped many entrepreneurs and business owners increase sales, increase conversion, learn how to communicate what it is they do, how they do it. Cause he's really a copywriter and a well researched, almost, I wouldn't say psychologist cause he doesn't have any of those formal degrees, but he knows more about human behavior and how to influence people and why they respond and why they don't and what motivates people and what doesn't, really coming from his own life. Cause he's a guy that used to be horribly out of shape. And he's a convert of his own health system, and he's written, you know, several books on that subject. But he's also, you know, just really developed marketing courses for people to know how to sell better. So, John, give a kind of a thumbnail sketch of who you are for people that may not have heard the first episode we ever did with you. Who are you? What do you do? That sort of stuff.
Well, who am I? That's a big question. But let's just give a really let's give a short answer. Existentially speaking, who are we all? I'm a guy from a kind of a very normal background, just to happen to stumble into marketing when I was 30 some odd years old and very obese and sick and had heart disease and all kinds of nasty stuff like that. And I turned my passion into a career. Sort of accidentally. I wrote my first book when I was almost 40, and the book was called Fit Over 40, and it was launched on the internet in 10 years ago now, because I'm almost 50. And that, at the time, set all the fitness ebook records on ClickBank and did some big sales and completely, my partner at the time said, you're going to walk away from your business, which I had built up, which is a graphic design business. And it was, you know, kind of a hit and miss, get a graphic design gig and then pay your bills if you're lucky kind of gig. And I was thinking, oh no, I drive a Porsche, you know, that was my claim to fame. I drove a Porsche and, I was struggling to pay all the bills, but I drove a Porsche and I literally just walked away from the business. And literally 24 hours after that book launched, I said, okay, this is not even close to the same level, not just because of financial reasons, but because of the fact that I had a passion for this. And I had a passion for design, but nowhere near as much as I had a passion for fitness. And that gave me the marketing bug, because after my first partnership with this guy named Tom Venuto, who helped me launch Fit Over 40, I realized, oh, I have to write my own sales copy? Oh, crap. And that was what really launched me into studying as much as I could about psychology, specifically the psychology of sales and influence, NLP, which I'd studied through college, but got back into that. And over the next 5 years, wrote some pretty decent sales letters, nothing outstanding, and then I created the video sales letter in 2008, early 2009, and that revolutionized everything for me and for a lot of other marketers. The actual number for people who have, as far as that we were aware of, these are businesses that of all sorts, not just fitness, obviously, but every industry you can think of online. We calculated at the Boardroom Mastermind last year with Brian Kurtz and crew, with some of the top copywriters in the world and business owners that were just doing killing it with VSLs. Just from everyone that they knew and everyone that I knew, we calculated about $10 billion with a B in revenue from video sales letters alone since they were invented.
That's crazy. Wow.
That is crazy. It's an insanely large vehicle, and it's just going larger and larger. There's iterations of video sales letters that you've seen that are, you know, deal with animation, that deal with actual real live video, but they still have to follow a specific formula, a specific script, and that's what I've dedicated the last 2 years to developing, is that formula and helping people find that script for themselves.
Cool. So what do you say about that, Dean?
Well, I think that, you know, John, we had such a great interview with John last time. And, you know, the real thing, and John will be the first to admit, it's not that the video is not the magic part of it, but the structure and the psychology and the way that he frames it, you know, what he's really, when he says he's spent all this time studying, I think what he's really talking about is learning about the psychology of how to present an argument in a video form that's compelling and persuasive, not just the mechanics of popping up a video sales letter. That's not what the magic is at all.
Right.
Well, let's talk about that, Dean, for a little bit as it relates to any sort of delivery system, because a lot of times people think, oh, it's your landing page and it's this video or it's, you know, this technique or it's this media. And people really don't understand the very best marketers, the very best anything is not about technology. It's about psychology first and then utilizing the technology for that. And of course, we've said that in a million different ways, but it's something that people that aren't marketers tend to not place the significance that not only it deserves, but is truly needed if you're ever going to be effective. I'd like to, you know, not make this this portion of this episode about the way it's delivered, but really what is being delivered. And I'd like to ask you, John, you know, like when you are recording a video sales letter or a sales letter for what, I mean, what are you really doing? Because people hear, oh, you know, we need a letter, and they give that the same sort of emphasis, like, you know, any letter. It could be a form letter. You know, you can go buy a book on, you know, 100 business letters, you know, and for all kinds of different applications, from getting jobs to resumes, or, you know, that sort of stuff. And it's not even in the same ballpark. So what are you actually doing when you are putting a video sales letter out there or a sales letter?
Well, I can talk. I'll give everyone listening, there's basically five steps to what I call the VSL formula, but you can apply this formula to any sales vehicle with the possible exception of a text-based sales page, which the vast majority of marketers still use. And by the way, which I also have a separate thing for that, because we are converting really, really big ways on cold traffic using text-based sales page combined with video. And when I say video, I mean VSLs, video sales letters. So everything is applicable. First of all, let me just say that. It's not the vehicle. It's just that video sales letters happen to be the easiest vehicle to create, in my opinion, especially with this new tool we have.
Wait. And before you go into that, I want to make sure when people hear video sales letter, they might be thinking a face, direct to camera, high production. Please define video sales letter in the context, the ugly video sales letter, so people are clear what we're talking about.
Well, if you haven't seen one, you probably don't browse a lot of, or click a lot of click on a lot of ads because they're all over the internet. An ugly video sales letter, and that's Ryan Dice's labeling of what I came up with, and it was ugly because I was doing very pretty video at the time. I was taking 10 hours to do a YouTube video, for example, and I would, you know, go between camera shots and all this really badass moving graphic stuff I was doing in ScreenFlow. And that was just taking hours and hours and hours. And I thought, you know, I'm spending literally 90% of the time, rather, of producing the actual video itself than I am writing the content. And I was convinced that the words were more important. So all a video sales letter does is take the words, put them on a screen, and it basically, the reason I came up with it was to force the viewer to read every word of your sales copy. So I started thinking, and that's dangerous usually, but I did, and I came up with a concept that if everyone is 9% of your sales page is read, so that's just statistically true, 9% at most of your sales page is read. Now, most people don't read it at all. They hit your page and then window out if your headline isn't good, but let's say that you have a great headline, which in and of itself is very difficult to write. So video sales letters escape that problem. But let's just say that you have a great headline. 9% of people are going to read, the vast majority of people won't read it, but the people that do will read 9% of your letter at the most. The headline, the subheadline, they'll read the bullet points, they'll scroll down to the price, and they'll look at a price of a product that they're not even sold on yet. And people wonder why these pages aren't converting very well. So what I decided to do was create a vehicle that demanded every word on the page be read. So either you're going to window out of the thing, which people do anyway, or if they are interested in the first 5 or 10 slides, which is why that's so important, they'll watch it all the way to the end. And all of that sales copy, which may have been really good copy, and in my case, it was good copy because I've tested this many times, is getting digested, is getting absorbed by the user. And that made all the difference in the world. Because let's face it, if you realize the power of sales copy, and I call that words to get cash, if you realize that words do get cash, you want your prospect to view all the words and to also walk away feeling like they've really gained something. So I talk a lot about which we'll go into in a minute, the importance of rapport building, the importance of delivering quality information using what I call modality marketing. These are all essential things, and they really play out better in video sales letters than any other format, including real video. So when I say video sales letters, I'm not talking about someone talking on a camera, although I will use a minute or so of that in video sales letters to disrupt a pattern. Most of it is literally words on a screen, and the words are either being read directly or they're highlighting what's being said by voice. So that is a video sales letter.
Awesome. Okay, so go into the five-step formula you're going to talk about then, and this can apply to anything you're basically saying.
Anything except the very first one, which is called the snap suggestion. There's five steps. I'll go over them quickly. There's snap suggestion, which is what is called a pattern interrupt. In other words, where you're going to disrupt the viewer's mental pattern, and you're going to do that for a very specific reason. The second is the vital connection. This is where you establish rapport. I'm going to go into this in detail, like I said, in just a moment. The third is called the big problem. You need to let the viewer know that their problem is larger than they think it is. Step four is the bigger solution. That means your solution is bigger than their problem, and you have that solution. And step five is the grand offer. That's the close. That's where you say, this is why you need my solution, and you list off all the reasons why they need a solution from various different modalities. And modalities are simply viewpoints of the world. In other words, how people perceive, mentally speaking, the world. So that's the five-step formula. And you can make an argument that all five steps are found in every single sales letter, including text. And the text would be, the patterner would be the headline. So when you go to a page, if you have a really wild headline, then that can disrupt somebody's pattern. So if you want me to, I can explain what all that means, because it sounds like psychological mumbo jumbo, and maybe it is. But
I would like you to explain it. And one thing I do want to point out is that John does not have any notes here. And not that's that big of a deal, but I always like when someone knows their stuff. They're not like reading out of a book. They're not in, and I think that's just.
No, that reminds me of Joe. It reminds me of the first I Love Marketing conference. And you asked me in the morning, do you remember all the 8 profit activators without looking at them?
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
I just thought that was pretty funny. But you're right. I mean, you know what? When you develop something like John, you know, it's like John's internalized this. He knows it inside and outside and backwards and forwards.
Right. And that's important, because that when someone's able to do that, that doesn't mean they have great memorization capabilities, because certainly I know a lot of stuff that I've talked about and I, you know, rely on, you know, cues and reminders and things like that. So that's not my point. The point is he's just got just thousands of hours of thinking related to the subject of selling and persuasion and stepping someone through a process that is usually quite difficult. No, I shouldn't say usually. It's enormously difficult. You know, the whole process of getting people to part with their money is painful. But, you know, most people don't like giving other people money. No one's out. No one wakes up every morning and the first thing in their mind saying, you know, I really hope I run into a salesperson today. I really hope I run into something trying to persuade me to give me money. I mean, humans don't operate that way. Although every...
You know, it's like Dan Sullivan says, they're hoping to go their entire life without meeting you.
Right. Or seeing your video sales letter or anything related to that. So yeah, exactly. So the point is, you know, people that know how to do this, which in this area, in this context, I mean, we all do. You know, John certainly is the inventor of the ugly video sales letter, and this is a process like he said that has made people $10 billion. It's probably worth learning how to do it and garnering as much knowledge as you can from someone like that, because without people that know how to sell, guess what? The economy doesn't function.
Right.
No one has jobs. No one sells anything. And there's a lot of people that live, you know, quiet lives of desperation because they have quality stuff, but they don't know how to get people to give them money for it. So let's go deep into your process and teach some people on this episode some cool stuff.
All right. Well, I will say this, that I'm going to echo back to an old movie. As far as if you can know when someone's bullshitting you, in the old movie Broadcast News with William Hurt. I don't know if you guys ever remember that movie, but it was so classic. Let me see, the character's name I can't remember is out on a balcony with William Hurt. He's very butthurt and jealous over William Hurt's success. And he goes, got a question for you. Can you name all the cabinet members? Do you know all the cabinet members' name? He goes, yes, of course I know all the cabinet members' name. He goes, all 12? Yes, all 12. There's only 10. So you can tell when somebody's bullshitting when they're having to read their own notes. So let me get my notes out here and read through the stuff. I'm just kidding. Let's get into the psychology here, because I do believe that it would help everyone on the call to understand why these things work, and why persuasion copy is what it is. With the caveat that I'd like to say that I hope that you're not persuading people to buy pure crap, because this stuff works for pure crap and it works for really great products. So, you know, if you sell pure crap, please go somewhere and crawl in a hole. If you don't, that's great. Then listen up. Step one, the snap suggestion. It's called the snap suggestion because I got the analogy from walking into a group of people one day and snapping my fingers right in the middle of their conversation. And it just stopped everyone. Everyone just kind of stopped and they'll stare at you. And if you try this at a party, they might kick your ass. They might ask you to leave. But you will get their attention. And the reason you've got their attention is because you've just broken their pattern. So when you're in a conversation, you're in a pattern. In the case of your prospect, he or she's hitting your website at who knows what mental pattern, what mental pattern they're under. Where did they come from when they hit your website? Did they just have a fight with their significant other? Were they watching something funny? Were they browsing YouTube? Were they browsing porn? You don't know where they've been, so you have no idea what their mindset is. And if you're selling, I'm going to use weight loss as an example. This works in any industry, but you could use, I'll use weight loss because I know it really well. If you're trying to say, hey, I've got really three awesome secrets to losing weight fast or whatever, that's a bad headline, but you got to get the idea. And someone reads that and they're thinking, they're coming from a position of skepticism. They just found out one of their best friends is lying to them. How open do you believe that person's going to be to receiving your message? Not very open. And so what you've got to do as a marketer is to absolutely scratch that pattern in their brain. You've got to make it go away. And the best way to do that is using what I call step one, which is snap suggestion. You're going to show them something or tell them something or say something that is so outside the box and so outlandish that it's going to be like, what the hell does that have to do with weight loss? You know, or that's weird, or that's provocative, or that's, I'm curious. Those are the kind of things you want to build up. And all you're doing is resetting their pattern to what I call a neutral state. And a neutral mental pattern state is one that is much more open to not only suggestions like tips of how to do something, but also the suggestion that they need to take action on it. And of course that can translate into a sell, which is what we all want to sell, right? But the thing is, you want to also open their mind to learn something, because a good sales letter, a good video sales letter, a good webinar teaches people valuable information they can use, whether they not become a client. It doesn't matter. How you like that for great grammar? This is a copywriter saying whether they not. That's pretty good. Someone inscribed that on a stone and put it on my.
Is that a pattern interrupt? Are you using your stuff on us right now?
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, and by the way, the suggestion part of that is where you say, this is pretty ninja. This is absolutely gray area stuff. But when you catch someone's attention off guard, for example, Joe, we just filmed Joe running over a vacuum cleaner, and we're going to use this as a joke. But it's also a literal video sales letter that he's going to create for a product on marketing. And we're echoing back to his time when he was a dead broke carpet cleaner. So he's going to start his video going, "Hey, this is Joe. And if, you know, believe it or not, check this out." And he's going to run over a vacuum cleaner, and it's going to be a smashed up vacuum cleaner, which is the absolute key to your marketing success. Now, none of that makes any sense, right? But it's visually very like, oh, this is wild. Okay, this guy just ran over and completely destroyed a vacuum cleaner. It's completely hosed up on the ground. And why is this the key to the marketing success? Well, obviously, he has to tell that tale. And it's actually very easy to do. Those are the things I teach people inside the 3XBSL course, to teach them how to capture someone's attention right off the bat. Then you go into a suggestion mode. And the suggestion can be something simple, like watch this presentation at the end. Be sure to read the last paragraph of this sales letter. And if you want, anything you suggest to them, they're going to be more open to receiving. And that's what's interesting. So people have asked me, should I suggest, hey, just buy everything I've ever sold? It doesn't work that way. This is not mind control. This is just making someone more open to a simple suggestion. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So are we getting way too ninja? Are we going
good? No. Keep on rolling.
This is all good.
Awesome. Keep on rolling.
All right. Well, the second step is called the vital connection, and this is all about rapport. If there's anything that someone can take away from this that they can apply immediately, it's this. We buy from people we like. We buy from people we trust, and this is why word of mouth works so well. Right. You always buy from, so if your best friend says, hey, this is absolutely awesome, the chances are much more likely that you're going to go out and buy the product. And all of this can be summed up by a simple word, rapport. You either have rapport with someone referring you, or you have rapport with the person selling you. If you go into a store and the salesman feels like you, talks like you, sounds like you, chances are that you're going to buy. If the salesman is coming from a completely different worldview than you are, chances are that you're not going to buy. This is just statistically true. So your job as a marketer is when they get to your page, in this case, video sales letters really rule the roost, because there's no better way to do this, is to establish rapport. And the way that I do that and teach my clients to do that is through creating a story called a reluctant hero story. Everyone knows, in marketing at least, everyone knows the hero's journey. And the hero's journey is found in every fable, every myth, every great movie has a hero journey. And you're no different as someone who has a solution to a problem. For example, Dean, was there ever a time in your life where you didn't know jack shit about email?
No.
Yes, of course there was, right?
Of course there was, yes.
Okay, so was there ever a time in your life when whatever you are selling that you didn't know anything about X, whatever that X is? Of course.
Yeah, of course. That's how you all start out like that.
Exactly. And what people who you get so close to the forest you can't see, you can't even see the saw to cut down the trees, let alone the trees, that people get so close to their products they cannot see the fact that other people are nowhere near as far along as they are. So when they start talking in these esoteric terms, or when they start saying, I have 3 degrees from MIT, I have a statue of me in the Sistine Chapel, I have been awarded 16 Nobel Peace Prizes, no one gives a damn. All they're focused on is their pain, their current pain, right, of needing to find an answer to a problem. So when you're bragging about yourself, what you're doing is alienating yourself. You're not building rapport. You may be building credential, but you haven't built rapport yet. So you must build rapport before you build credential. And the way that I do that is it's called the I wasn't only trick. And this is very simple. It's when you go into the rapport building mode in this section, you're going to build instant credibility when you do this. You just say, you know, I wasn't always a guy that was on the cover of magazines and a guy that people would come up to in the gym and go, hey, how did you get those abs? I used to be really obese. And I'm using a weight loss example again. In fact, I almost died from a heart attack. In fact, and you can keep going on about yeah, I could keep going
stacking
on about how horrible my physical life used to be. So now someone watching this, the odds of someone have gone going through every single thing that I'm going to list off is remote. So there, I want the user, the prospect, to feel like, wow, this guy, I think I have it bad. This guy really has it bad. And so the whole thing is that you obviously say, now, obviously through the years, I figured out a few secrets. I figured out a few tricks that really work. And today I'm going to reveal several of them to you. And so I can hear to tell you that if I can do this, anyone can do this. So it's not just you can do this, because that's the trite phrase everyone uses. If I can do this, you can do this. It's anyone can do this. You know. So that's the thing. So you make people feel like there's a rapport. Again, that's building rapport, saying, look, the whole club can do this, including you. And so all of this inclusion, it's called inclusion terminology when you use a lot of we and you and I both know, and those kind of phrases really involve inclusion psychology. And so that's what you're wanting to do with someone that you don't know, because let's face it, the person on the other end of the web, of your web page doesn't know you. You know, a billion to one that they know you. Okay. So, so you have to establish rapport with someone that has never met you. And some of the best ways to do that is using some of the copy techniques that we teach in BSL. And that's just a few of them.
So Dean, I want to hear you respond intelligently to what John just said. You know why? Because so if funny. You do, then I won't have to. And somehow people will think that I'm smart. And I'm using you
That's
as a tool.
That's exactly right. You're just quarterbacking the whole thing.
Yeah, exactly. I'm using you as a tool just to increase my status. I mean,
you know that I love this kind of conversation. This is really what it's all about. It's like, you know, John was talking about email and talking about, I think at the very core, it's understanding what it is that ultimately you want people to do as a result of whatever communication that you have, and then really understanding what's going on in their minds that's kind of subconscious, even things that they don't even, you know, wouldn't consciously be aware of. I often use the analogy, I don't know if I've shared this with you, John, that essentially if you're in this conversation, it's like your sock puppet is talking to their sock puppet, that, you know, they're having these conversations, but all the while, you know, there's this whole other subconscious to subconscious conversation that's going on. You're saying the things that you're saying that are speaking to their conscious mind, but at the same time, you're addressing what you know are the things that are going to have to be addressed to get them in a state and a position of readiness to be willing to do what it is that you're going to ask them to do. So it's all very consciously thought out and not just, you know, presenting a bunch of what may seem like random thoughts or even, you know, features and benefits. It's so much deeper than that.
Right.
And that's what I love about John, is just the depth of the psychology and the understanding of what's really going on.
What do you dislike about John?
Where do you start?
Where do you start?
No, I'm asking where Dean starts, not where...
I dislike that he lives in California. I don't get to hang out with him more. That's one thing.
No, let me ask you guys a question, though. Who do you think can't do this? And I don't mean like the politically correct answer, like, well, anyone could do this if they're willing to take the time in order to... You know... there's a lot of people that are seemingly very intelligent, capable people that do not grasp the psychology of selling, that do not get it. So I'm just more out of, and this is a tangent. This is off the topic. I'm just curious what you both would say to that.
Well, I suspect that there are people who look at video sales letters as a shortcut solution, like saying, yeah, I don't have the discipline or the time to sit down and write a real sales letter. You know, they're thinking that a video sales letter is just something that's so much easier to create. And technically, it may be, but it's not. You still have to go through the process of, you know, building your sales message, building your argument, building your case. And I think that's really the value, more than John's instruction on the mechanics of how to do it, is his instruction on the structure and the psychology of how to do it, and how he's, you know, brilliantly able to understand different psychological frameworks and to set it up so that if you just follow this framework, you're able to plug your message into this formula. And there really are great formulas that you can use, and John has brilliantly figured a lot of those out.
Well, thanks, Dean. I would say, to answer Joe's question, who couldn't do this, is the only person that I could think of that totally couldn't do it, that was mentally capable of turning on a computer and using a mouse and going watching a video and clicking a few buttons, is someone who was so completely deceived in time management that they believed that their business wasn't worth, you know, of working through something for 8 hours or whatever it takes to learn how to do something like this. So, and I have met people like that, people that would literally say, you know, I am too busy to sit down and take a course in whatever course, whatever the field they want to master. I need to go over here and do this mundane task. And I see this all the time. I see business owners and even marketers go, I'm going to go over here and do 18 hours of filing cabinet work, or, you know, I'm going to organize my desk, or I'm going to, you know, I really need to paint my ceiling. I name the thing. All those things have functions. All those things have a purpose. I mean, obviously, but if you're a marketer or you're a business owner and you have a product to sell, you have one problem, only one problem. And this is the big epic takeaway here. The problem is not your sale. It's totally not your capital. It's not your social media presence. It's not lack of time. It's none of that is your problem. And you know what the other thing is? It's not traffic. Everyone comes up to me, how do I get more traffic? How do I get more traffic? The problem is your sales page, period. If you have a winning sales page, and usually that's a video sales letter, usually that's the easiest way to get it done. Once you understand the psychology here, once you know there's a formula out there to do it, well, yeah, people will come beating down your door to buy you traffic. And that's what, you know, that's what happened to me. I mean, if you want me to part ways here on sharing the formula, I'll just say when I first did this video sales letter, I literally took a book that was just getting about under 1% conversion, which is at the time, 1% was a gold standard. Now that's been obliterated for, you know, and that's warm traffic, by the way, not cold traffic. Warm traffic, 1% conversion used to be a gold standard for, you know, oh, affiliates mail for me and now I have a 1% conversion. Wow, that's incredible. I remember those days, man. Now it's like, are you freaking kidding me? I wouldn't even mail to that. But when I did the first video sales letter, all of a sudden I got 6% conversion, which is just 600 times to the same list, the same exact message in a different format. And I think that's really, really intriguing. So here's what happened, though. Literally less than a month later, I had people buying me millions of dollars a month in traffic. Now, I didn't have the millions of dollars a month to spend in traffic, God knows, but a lot of other people did. So I never went out and found these affiliates. I never had to. I never had to at all. I mean, once the word got out to one person, you know, I have friends, you know, somebody would see something and go, oh, I just saw that weird video thing you did. Can I mail for it? Yeah, sure, of course. And then it just spread and spread. And the next thing you know, you got these guys. And this is before the infamous Google slap in 2009, I think it was. But when Google took down all the fitness guys, with that's my main industry, they took all the good guys with the bad guys, because there's a lot of really evil schmucks selling, you know, quick weight loss solutions like acai berry and all that crap. And anyway, Google banned everybody. And but before that, it was insane. And I've seen the same thing happen in every single industry. Once you have a video sales letter, or any sales letter, but usually the video sales letters right now, whether it's animated video sales letters or a combination of video and video sales letters, which I do a lot, or straight, plain, ugly ass text video sales letters, like is converting so well in the POA market and in the financial market, like Porter Stansberry. I mean, my God, it's $100 million video sales letter, and it's nothing but ugly text and not very well read. So once people understand that these things work, and they figure out the template inside their own video sales letter to make it work, or most of them actually just, I consulted with the Porter guys, and so most of them consult with me or somebody else like me, or have gone through this course or whatever. Once they figure out what works for them, boom, it's off to the races. Affiliates are never the issue. The only issue at that point is, how do we take our money and learn how to buy traffic on ourselves? Because then we don't have to give up the affiliate commission. That's a great problem to have. So that's your main problem. Your problem is that you don't have words to get cash, period. And if you have a great product, you need words to get cash. That's what you need. So
So that's another twist on Gary Halbert's "Any problem in the world can be solved with the right sales letter," right?
Exactly. And he was right. So you want to keep going on the step? Okay. So anyway, so we cover two steps. The step where you break a pattern, you break their mental pattern, and you set them to neutral. That's called snap suggestion. Vital connection is where you build rapport. And rapport is really essential when you start getting into telling someone they have a problem. So it's okay to start a video sales letter off with, "Hey, my name's John, and I want to tell you about a big problem that you face," because that's like walking into a crowded room and screaming fire. No one is going to look up and go, "Should we trust that guy?" Right? No one's going to say that. But if a guy walks into a crowded movie theater and says, "Hey, I've got some really good news," people will be like, "What's coming up next?" Right? So this is why pattern interrupts work really well for like visual pattern interrupts, or like a picture of something odd. Like my friend Josh had a product in the dating world that was selling about $50 a day. So nothing really. And he went home and did the infamous, "Hey, my name's Josh, and this is a picture of a fish." And he had his picture of this goldfish. And he said, "In a few minutes, I'm going to show you how this goldfish can get you laid." And everybody's like, "What?" Well, that now he's got a $10 million a year company off that one video sales letter. So that was essential to cap. That now people have knocked it off, of course, and now we are all doing on cooler things. But the point being is that you have to get their attention before you can start telling them that, "Hey, I've got good news." Okay. And so we're doubling down here. We've got their attention. We've built rapport. And now you're going to say, "I've got to warn you about something." So if somebody came into a crowded theater and sat down with you and said, "Hey, I'll introduce myself. Hey, my name's John. How are you? Hey, my name's, you know," and you thought that, let's say just in this pretend fantasy world that we're talking about, that this guy reminds me a lot of myself. I like this guy. This guy makes me feel comfortable. And he goes, "You know what? I got to warn you about something. You're going to be all ears." And this is what we're doing in a video sales letter. So you've got someone to say, "You know, this person's a lot like me. I can trust this person. He dripped just enough credential to go, okay, he knows what he's talking about. Maybe you showed a picture. Okay, he's got a Ferrari. Maybe he's rich, or he's got abs. Maybe he's fit, whatever." It's very subtle stuff. And then you say, "But let me tell you about this problem. It's a problem that you know that you have. Otherwise, you wouldn't be watching me. But the problem is much worse than you think it is." And this is the part that I see that fails in so many video sales letters and just plain old sales letters is, again, you're so close to the forest. You think that they already know that weight loss is a problem, that sales page copy is a problem, that for financial security is a problem, that home security, they don't know that. They have a vague idea that it's a problem, but like Joe said, they don't wake up in the morning going, "You know what? I really got to get this solved." Now, if you can tap into that, if you can tap into, "I've got a video sales letter that says, you know what? This is the first thing on people's mind when they wake up in the morning. Well, you're a billionaire." That's awesome. But since you don't know that this is the first thing that they wake up and think about, you just have to assume that they know it's a problem. They wouldn't be watching the website, but they have no idea how big it is. So your job is to tell them everything that can go wrong when this problem remains in your life. And do you mind if I use the weight loss analogy again, because it just works for me?
So yeah, of course.
I might say something like, "Now you may understand at this point that you may want to drop a few pounds. You want to look better at the in your swimsuit. You want to look a little, you want your clothes to fit better. And that's great. I'm going to help you do that today. But here's what you probably don't know. Your weight loss is costing you a fortune." Now everyone stops. They're like, "How does that relate?" Well, it does.
Yeah, I want to hear the rest of that.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's been statistically proven that people who are obese perform 40% less in the workforce, and it's probably due to prejudice. It's not fair at all. And I'm not saying it is fair, but that's just the stats. People are prejudiced, so it's costing you money, and you're having also when you go on yo-yo diets, new clothes, old clothes, new clothes, old clothes. It's costing you that, and it's slowing you down. In college, I was a nutrition minor in college, and we did a cool experiment where we didn't videotape at the time, but we shot on old video cameras because it's back in the 80s, right? And we weren't on iPhones back then, but we were timing, and of course none of this went public. We timed the amount of time it took someone who was in shape, who was moderately, you could tell someone who's physically fit, who's active, you know, how long it took them to walk from their car to the grocery store. And then we cut it, and then to take the groceries from the store, put it into the car, and leave. And then we did at the same distance, how much it took someone who was obese, who was obviously very overweight, to do the same exact task. And then we took the differential in time, which you can assume there was a big differential in time, and we extrapolated it over a year. And we figured out how many hours they lost in their lives. And this was staggering. At the if nothing else changed over a 20-year period of time that they shopped groceries, they would have lost 9 months of their life just in the parking lot. 9 months.
That's
so
amazing.
When you put things in this perspective, which if you know your product, you really can. It's shocking, isn't it? Everybody's looking at me like, you got to be crazy. Yeah. Crazy. 9 months. Big time difference. Okay. So time adds up. So this is the thing that you would want to say, like if this was, or if you're a different niche, like if you're pet care, for example, this doesn't work, but you know the problems that come with pet care. So you need to let your user know there's a lot more problems than you think. You know, your dog, if he doesn't feel very good about himself, he's going to tear up your furniture. It's going to cost you a lot of money. It's going to cause you a lot of frustration and headaches. Once they realize the problem is bigger than you think, then the step four comes in that you have a bigger solution. The solution is bigger than the problem. And then you come in and go, don't worry. I'm going to give you 3 tips or 5 tips or 1 tip or whatever today that's going to help you solve this problem. It's going to help you get control of it. And here's the really strong hook here. In the big solution part of thing, bigger solution part of the step equation, which is step four, you want to save your biggest solution for last. So if you have 3 tips, for example, you're going to give them 2 tips that are solid, good information, little incomplete by nature because you just don't have time to go into all of it. And the third tip is going to open them up into the product. So in my case, my 3rd tip in weight loss might be the caloric staggering principle. And I'm going to explain basically what it is in the video sales letter and say, if you do this, this will allow you to do this is the holy grail of dieting. This will allow you to eat your favorite foods and still lose weight. But only if you, and then I say, this is the cool thing in that tip. And if you don't do this tip, the rest of the tips I gave you is useless. If you don't know about this, you can forget about the rest of it. So now they've learned good information. They went, wow, this is good information. This is good information. Whoa, whatever he's about to share is so powerful that everything else is useless. I'm all ears. You've got my attention now. And then you say, now look, well, here's what I've done. I could tell you about it or I could show it to you. I could tell you about it or I could just give you the blueprint to do it. It's up to you. So what I'm going to do right now is offer you this blueprint that I put together. And it tells you all about the caloric staggering principle. It's called name a book or how to take care of your pet. Call name a book. How to retire wealthy. Name a book. Name a program. Name a audio service. Whatever. And that it leads you into step 5, which is the grand offer. And that's the pitch. And step 5 is actually too long to go into on any podcast because your clothes is everything. Your clothes is the most important thing of any video sales letter. But I can tell you a couple of really cool ninja tricks that I use in the clothes that helps people make a buying decision, if that would help.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't think that would help. Okay. I think we should.
Then just... Nice talking to you. Oh, you actually want to sell something. Oh, I'm sorry. Biggest mistakes I see in people making clothes. This I think will come in real handy for people. It is number one, they pitch the product. No one gives a shit about your product, man. They don't. They do not care. You could have a product with the sexiest name on earth and no one cares. They care about the benefits the problem gives and the solution the problem solves. That's it. That's all they care about. In fact, one of the coolest video sales letters I've seen recently doesn't even give the name of the product and never shows a picture of it. No graphics at all. Not even the name of the product. It just says, when you pick up my system, here's what's going to, and they sell like crazy. That's how little people care about your brand. Like we talked about yesterday, they don't give a damn about your brand. Look at my cool logo. No one fucking cares. They care about your solving their problem, to take them out of pain and to put them into a state of pleasure. That's all they care about. And you've got to respect that they are in a position right now where they're hurting. They're not feeling good about something. Maybe they don't have good sales copy and they know their copy sucks and they need an answer. Maybe they don't feel good about their networking and they need some people to help them. They need a guy like Joe to help with their networking and all that. Maybe they don't feel good about their email. They don't feel good about whatever the case may be. And they need an answer. They don't need to hear how great your brand is. And they don't care about how whiz-bang your graphics are. They just want the freaking answer. So the pitch focuses on the benefits. This is what's going to happen when you get this. And here's the ninja part, step two. Here's what your life is going to look like. And I want you to imagine this right now. And we go into a mode called future pacing. Anyone out there familiar with NLP will know what future pacing is. But this is where I take them out of a temporal element from the future, and I pace them as if it was already the future. In other words, I'm talking to them as if this was already true. So I don't say, you're going to wake up in the morning and feel a lot of energy. And in a few weeks, you're going to feel, what I do is I say, imagine this. You wake up, you feel awesome. your day is fantastic. You come home tonight and you feel blah. You see what I'm doing? I am assuming they already have applied the solution that I have. And I get people to picture how their life will feel, how their life will improve, what their mood will be like. And you can get really detailed here. You can say your mood, your sex life, your dating relationships, your whatever the case may be. I mean, almost everything we talk about that we sell has something to do with people's sex life, people's motivation, people's happiness, and people forget that they don't trigger those. Not every product, of course, but most products and services do impact that in some way or another. It can give you more time to spend with your loved ones. It can be something that simple. And people forget that these are the universal benefits. So I get people to key on universal benefits and specific benefits. And then I take it one step further, and this is the third and final thing I'll share, is I put those tips and benefits into every modality possible. So let me explain what this is. I'm writing a book now. In fact, I'm going to give part of it away when we talk about, I'm going to talk about this in a minute if that's cool. We have a way to automate this process, which is really cool, called the generator. And I'll tell people about that if you want. But on the generator launch, we're going to give away this mini book called Modality Marketing. And this is what modality marketing is. Dean, list off the senses, will you?
Okay. Touch, taste, smell, sight, hearing.
Okay. Now, which do you prefer? What's your favorite sense?
I think for me, sight and hearing.
Okay. So now it's interesting. Yeah. Now, it's not that you don't use touch, right?
Right.
But you have a tendency, you have a predilection toward going toward those two senses. The same thing is true in marketing. So I educate clients.
Maybe I spoke too soon, though. Can you taste a video sampler?
Oh, yes, you can. But no, you cannot. But what you can do is, people have asked me this a lot, I can work in words that evoke the sensations of taste and touch. Very, very easily. And there's also, it's not just sensory modalities, there's also learning modalities. Now that we're getting a little bit into psychology, but people learn on different levels. There's four different learning modalities, but I've narrowed it down to three. And the reason why is the fourth one is a kind of a combination. And those modalities are enjoy, avoid, and how to do something. So people want to avoid pain at all cost. That's the number one modality. And I don't like it. I really prefer, I would like to say that people want pleasure and success beyond everything, but they don't. They want to avoid pain. So the second modality is enjoyment. They want to know how your tips will make their lives feel not only better, but how they'll enjoy the process. And the third is, how do I do this? How do you do something? Okay. So let me give you off the top of my head a ninja example of what I'm talking about. A lot of copywriters, like, for example, if Dean, let's say Dean is really big into hearing. Like, his big thing is, I learn by hearing. I absorb everything. I listen to audiobooks. I love music. Everything about Dean is listening. So if Dean is a copywriter, or Dean is trying to write copy for a sales page, because a really awesome copywriter would never do this, but let's just pretend that Dean wasn't, because he is, but let's pretend that Dean was writing writing copy. And Dean said, like, he's the average marketer, he'd say, listen, I really want you to hear what I'm saying right now. I mean, really pay attention with the words coming out of my mouth. Okay. Okay, what have I done? I've hammered home the hearing modality, but all the seers, all the feelers are going, and they don't know why. They really don't. It's not like they're going, oh, he's into the whole sensory modality. No one's thinking this, right? No one's picking up on this, but they're subconsciously picking up on it. And they're shutting their computer monitor because they don't know why. All of a sudden you just lost them. They're going, you know, something just doesn't feel right to me. But I could take that same sentence and listen to what I'm going to do here. Check this out. I could say, listen, John Benson showed me how to feel better about my body. And now I can wake up out of the shower and I touch my body. I cannot believe what I'm feeling. Now, how many senses did I just evoke?
You see that? You're getting them all in there.
I think I've got them all in there. Now it's off the top of my head. Obviously, if you had a generator or something, wouldn't that be cool? If there was an automatic tool.
That would be awesome.
But if you had something that supplied these kind of ideas for you, that would be really great. And I'm not saying that every sentence needs to be that way. But when you're describing the benefits of your product, and the things that people are going to walk away with, you have to make sure that you include all of these modalities. And at the same time, the learning modalities. Not everyone learns the same way. There's people that want to avoid pain. So you have to say, warning, you need to avoid eating after 6 o'clock. If that's true, that's not true. But let's say it was. Warning, you really need to do that. That's going to, if you do this, it's going to be really bad pain, really bad spank dog. And then you turn around and go, but you know what's great about that? When you stop eating after six, here's what's awesome. You're going to feel X. You're going to move X. You're going to enjoy X. And so what I'm doing is working the avoid and enjoy modality into the same tip. Mm-hmm. Now, let me tell you how the best way to avoid stop eating food after six is. You set your fucking alarm clock and you stop eating after. There's your how-to. So I've worked all three modalities into one tip, right?
Do you got Tourette's or something here? What's with the profanity? Hey,
I'm from New York. What can I tell you? It comes with the territory.
You know, Joe would never swear on a podcast.
He would never swear. I know. Joe's just not a swearer. Yeah.
Well, you know, look, I mean, obviously most people know that I'm the most angelic of the three of us.
Hey, I get passionate about this stuff, man. I love it. I love psychology and I love marketing. So occasionally, I love marketing. Wow. Psychological drop there. I just dropped you guys, man. I just dropped you guys. But yeah, I get into it. So when I get into something, it comes out. But so yeah, that's
you know what's funny is every time I do this, I don't even care. But
I know, like, you don't care.
Everyone starts justifying it. They, you know, it's really funny.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's human nature, man. So so yeah, was that helpful?
Absolutely. Yeah, no, this is completely killer. I mean, as usual. We are just sharing pearls of wisdom through our I Love Marketing listeners, and I'm not sharing anything. I'm just got to kick it back here and let John do his thing. But the way you explain the avoiding pain and you know, enjoying things, and then how do I do this? I mean, just even that distinction alone, and getting that and understanding that is so critical, because mm-hmm. Most people they just don't. I mean, you know, Gary Halbert used to say that the two biggest fields of incompetency in the world were psychiatry and advertising. And he would talk about how just billions of dollars are wasted going down paths in the field of advertising because of the crap that is fed to business owners of what they should do, how they should do it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you see that a lot in the field of brand building. You know, how much, you know, like, you know, you build a brand. Is putting your logo out there, putting your brand out there, mm-hmm. having a slogan, is that real? You're talking about the name, you know, of a successful video sales letter with doesn't even mention the name. You know, I mean, it's the same thing when I used to sell my courses via direct mail, which we still do. But when that was my primary thing, I mean, I never even put my company name in, mm-hmm. in, you know, 12, 14, 20 page sales letters. You know, in the beginning when I first started, because no one knew who the hell I was, no one cared. Mm-hmm. And if I did put it in there, it would have been a distractor. So, I mean, even making that distinction, that alone is a game changer for people. And here's what I want to do, because of the time we have available, I want you to wrap up your final thoughts on this, but I want you to tell people about the fact that there's something that does exist that could take this whole thing that you spent just, you know, thousands of hours of your life learning and understanding, and you have a pretty automated system that I went through for the very first time just recently, and it works.
Yeah, cool. Well, the final thought would be the most important thing that you can do is to improve your sales page. If you don't have one, or if you don't have one, get one. If you have one, improve it. And then after you get a great sales page, use the same discipline and improve your sales funnel. Because everyone should have more than one product within their funnel. So people are always saying, how do I double or triple my business? You said something a couple hours ago that was really funny, that Joe said, here's a great way to double your business, work twice as hard and twice as many hours, and you'll double your business. Well, that's a total pain in the ass way of doing it, and that would, in theory, work. There's a way that you can triple, quadruple your business, and that's improve your sales copy. You don't have to prove this to anyone, because there's a billion and one metrics out there that have already proven it. You've got one marketer after another saying, hey, I changed the color of a font and it boosted my conversions 33%. What he means is he made 33% more money, you know, not counting the ROI on returns and all that kind of stuff, but 33% more sales. So that's pretty staggering. So what I wanted to do 2.5 years ago is to teach this course in a way that people could apply it and start creating not only just video sales letters, but any sales letter, any webinar, any sales tool whatsoever, but in specific video sales letters, because I believe people should start there. And from there, you can go, the sky's the limit. You can add animation, you can add real video, you can do Andy Jenkins style video, but the script is everything. The words that get money is what powers everything. You have the most awesome visual video in the world. If your words suck, nothing. People will just be entertained as if they were watching YouTube. And so what I'm into is making words that create cash and help people create cash. That's the most important thing. And now the thing I've been talking about lately is what I call a license to print money. A legal, ethical license to print money, which is an automated way of doing this. So we spent the last year and a half, my team of developers and myself, putting all of this, the same course that was sold almost 2.5 years ago, to a lot of marketers and business owners to teach people how to go through and create a video sales, which is called the 3X VSL formula. And we put that into what we call the 3X VSL generator. Same course, broken into little bite-sized segments, as you've seen. So you each slide and each section has its own video tutorial. And then people click buttons. And those click buttons bring down copy. Not just one sample of copy, but 3, 5, 7, 8 samples of copy that they can get ideas from. Now, you can use that copy word for word, but I encourage people to take the gist of the copy, just like you did today. You've heard some things go, oh, this is how I would word that. Well, I'm giving you 8 different examples of what we just did. Like, those are 8 cool ideas. Maybe I'll take that and create a hybrid of these two ideas. Maybe I can just use this slide just as is. And it's a tool that allows someone to create a video sales letter literally online. It's a software-based tool. After you go through the course, is going to take you – I want people to spend 2 or 3 days going through the course material. That's fair to ask because the course is dense. It's really, really good stuff. But after you go through the course, it'll take you about 90 minutes to create a video sales letter, which is – that's blazing fast. And it'll take you maybe 3 hours to create one if you put some of your own copywriting into it. But I know, guys, it takes 3 weeks to even think about writing a video sales letter, let alone creating it. So we've created a tool that literally creates, even the PowerPoint file is created with a click of a button. So all you have to do at that point is just color a few words, add graphics if you want to. You don't need graphics, but you can, and that's it. Then you just record it and you're done. And recording is, there's tutorials on how to record it. People get hung up over the recording thing, like, oh, I don't have your voice, or I don't have a mic. One of my most successful video sales was recorded talking into my laptop. I mean, talk about a crappy sound quality. I mean, it was, you talk into a laptop, you know what it sounds like. It's not the quality of the voice. It's the quality of the words. So we've had, we just recorded a video sales letter that went head to head with one of my wife's products. And she's got a product that we know converts well. And we wanted to see if our admin, who knows nothing about marketing, nothing whatsoever, she's very poor speller, does not use the English language very efficiently at all. And she has the voice of a 10-year-old girl on helium. I mean, she has a really, funny sounding voice. I figured if she can go through this, knowing nothing at all about marketing, let's just see what would happen. And as last time we checked, her video sales letter is slightly outperforming by about 30% the existing text page. Now, that's pretty staggering. And we're going to take into consideration that we're going text against video as well. But the point is, if a total newbie, someone that knows nothing about this can do that and actually get sales from it, that's pretty awesome. And
I think it's important too, John. I think it's important to point out that, a 30% improvement over your existing sales letter, even though it sounds like 30%, the real truth is that those 30% extra sales are 100% profit to the bottom line, because you're converting on traffic that you've already paid to acquire.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're getting 100 visitors and you're making 3 sales out of those 100 visitors, and you improve that, and now you're making 4 sales, that fourth sale is now all profit because you've already paid for the traffic.
Exactly. And here was the thing that we did this as a total gamble. It was kind of a ballsy gamble. We just rolled the dice to see what would happen. But I had heard people say that they've been using the generator, like Tillman Knudsen said this, that he just gives this to his employees and lets employees crank out video sales letter form, which is awesome. And then, of course, Tillman would probably put his tweaks on it. But I thought, what would happen if I didn't put any tweaks on it? What would happen if I didn't meddle with this at all? And we literally went way out of our way to go. And like, she would ask a question. I go, I can't tell you. You have to figure this out on yourself. I can't tell you the answer. You have to do it on your own. And so we went out of the way to make sure it was a pretty decent control. And I can't wait to test this. I want to test it 100 times over, because this could really revolutionize how business owners approach this. Because a lot of business owners listening to this might be going, sounds awesome, but I know I need it, but I don't want to be a copywriter. But hey, my admin might want to be a or my VP may want to be a copywriter. And this is kind of why the tool was developed. It was developed for people who are copywriters who just want extra ideas. Like, I know guys going through this, in 50% of the slides are their own, and 50% of the slides, they said, oh, the generator kind of helped me think of it. I forgot about that part. Hell, I do that when I write a video. So I'll forget unless I go through this. Then we got people who are marketers that are not copywriters. Like, Joe's a great marketer. He's not known for his copywriting. They can go through this and create a video sales letter from scratch, like he did yesterday. Okay. And then we got people who aren't marketers at all, that don't know anything about it, that are just employees of businesses. They're employees of people who need a sales page. And you can turn your employee over to this and say, okay, I'm going to check back with you in 5 days and see what you got. I challenge anyone to hire a copywriter and say, okay, you've got 5 days to write me a cash producing video sales letter, you know. And oh, by the way, I'm only going to pay you about, oh, 1/10 of what a copywriter charges. So yeah, it's a pretty cool deal, and we're real proud of it. And we're going to continue improving it. I mean, that's what's been awesome is, you know, I've been giving, I've been giving the beta away, and when I say giving away, that means I'm selling it at half price. And the half price on the beta today's it's over as of now. But we went through beta members, and I took their feedback, and we started with version 1.0. We're on version 2.3 right now, so we took all of their feedback and made it even better. So that's kind of cool, and that's what we want to continue doing over the years to come, because video sales letters will change. But just like text-based sales pages, they don't go away.
Yeah, let me say this, because there's so much good stuff on this episode. We've done 2 I Love Marketing conferences. We've recorded all of them on very high-quality professional video. And there's some amazing training. And, you know, we are known for just sharing so much valuable stuff without people ever having to buy anything from us at ilovemarketing.com. And this is one of those things that I would say it is worth a fortune for you to utilize, go deep with, and put into play in your business if you want to win the game, and if you want to win the game at really high levels. And even my presentation at Dan Kennedy's event that I did, it was still to this day the highest close in the history of Glazer Kennedy. And I used a video sales letter, and that entire presentation is up on I Love Marketing, where I talk about what I learned from Gary Halbert and stuff. And when I had first heard John speak about this, I think back in 2010, mm-hmm. I just from hearing him speak, I just knew, I think that's one of the thing too, just, when I see something that I know is like useful, I like do everything I can to just put it into play as fast and as quick as possible. And so I put together a video sales letter and sold, 68 people into a $1,000 a month program using a 22-minute video at an event. And so I pretty much reinvented the way that people close from the platform, if they're even aware that you can do this. Yeah. And then, of course, John has had great success doing that. He's in 25K. And so we had him, several times he's talked about this at 25K. And Dean Graziosi ended up within 1 week of learning this. He had a conference 5 days from the time that he heard John talk about this at a 25K group, where he made $240,000 showing a video at an event. It's just a great way to do this. So the reason I'm bringing that up is that these are not just ideas. I mean, these are case studies. Like, you talk about $10 billion. Now, a lot of people, and I sound like a broken record here, mm-hmm. and that's why I reiterate stuff a lot. When you hear that, a smart person would say, I'm going to figure figure out every freaking thing I can about this shit so I can like put this in play in my business. And so what I'd like to do is, you know, I've spent a day and a half with John. You know, we've shot a lot of videos, which is probably going to suppress the response quite a bit by having me in those videos, because people will see just how much more intelligent I am than John. But I'm kidding. Now, so when we'll see if that's useful to have me in your videos or not. But that being said, I want to encourage everybody to get on John's list. Go through the training videos, because that alone is worth a fortune, and get what he's offering. Like, literally invest in this program. And for anyone that's an I Love Marketing listener, we're going to put a special link up at ilovemarketing.com. And what I'd like to do with you, Dean, I want to put together a special package of videos from both of our conferences where we select either, you know, last year's event or what, and we include that as a bonus for anyone that has that literally gets John's program. We will give you some of our very best I Love Marketing training. And if you already have it, then great. Get, you know, give it as a bonus to someone else. But we're going to put together a special package so that this is one of the best investments that you've ever made. And like I said, we don't promote really heavily stuff at I Love Marketing. What we really promote is the value of being a great marketer. This is something that you need to have. You need to own. You need to learn how to do it if you take your business seriously, if you take your marketing seriously.
I'm thinking right now of at least three clips that could work for that. We had Craig Clements come and speak. That would be a great video. We had Eben talk about emotional value in words. We had Dean Graziosi. We had Robert Cialdini. I think those four right there would be exactly the thing that would improve their thinking on how to implement these video sales letters.
Yeah. So if you listen to this episode, just go to ilovemarketing.com right when you hear this episode. There will be a special link there. It will be for a limited period of time, and you can click on it, and you can go through not only the training, but even seeing how a guy like John markets this. And you not only will you learn from that process, but you know, this is the exact process he uses, you know, and I use it. We use it. I mean, this is even at this year's, you know, Genius Network event in New York, John will be there. We're going to use video sales letters as part of the teaching. So we're not even just using video sales letters to sell. We're using it as part of the teaching, where I'm going to open up the segment of the event with this sort of process. And so John will be there, and you'll be there, Dean. So, you know, we've only, even at the time we're actually recording this, we've only got 8 spots left. So that event will be totally sold out. But, you know, this is being incorporated into every application I can, because it is the most powerful way to get people to read your copy online and respond. So anything else you want to say, Dean, and then I'll leave final last words to John, and we'll wrap this thing up.
Yeah, I always love talking to John. I think this has been a great episode. I think even just the psychology, the understanding, even just the parts of how to integrate the three modalities into one statement is pretty powerful. If you really just re-listen and listen to that part and think about how you state things, that's going to make an impact.
Cool. Yeah. And I thank you guys for everything. I mean, this was completely impromptu. I mean, literally Joe came up to me and said, "Hey, do you want to be on I Love Marketing in 10 minutes? And I said, "Sure, you know, why not?" So all the I didn't know about the four video. That's thank you so much for doing that, guys. I really do appreciate it. And I think your users will appreciate it, because the bottom line is those four guys are awesome. I mean, I talk about persuasive words. I mean, obviously Robert Cialdini is awesome. Dean Graziosi, friend, and awesome with the way he speaks. And you know, and Craig is a great copywriter. I mean, it just goes on and on. You guys have got some great, great benefits there. So thank you so much for having me on. I hope that everybody got a lot out of this. There's a lot more to the whole psychology of selling and modality marketing. Obviously, that's covered in detail in this course. But I hope that even if you don't get it, that you go out and decide to pick up some books on this stuff and really master it, because I think it will help your marketing, especially if you have a product that you know needs to be in the hands of other people. And that's the only people I want to do business with, are people that have products that they're really proud of, that they know help people. So
Awesome.
So to all of our listeners, thank you so much. Thank you, John. Really appreciate it. Awesome. And just go to ilovemarketing.com. We'll have a special link there. And you'll probably have access to see some videos and see this stuff in action. So visit it and give us your feedback on what you thought of this episode with John. And anyone that you know that has a business that needs more customers, a better sales page, more conversion, why don't you share this episode with them? Because this stuff will save people's businesses. It's every day. I just see the application of what John has created here. And that's why we wanted to continue to bring this knowledge and this wisdom and this capability to all of our listeners at I Love Marketing. So thank you. And we'll talk to you on the next episode.
Awesome.